Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Randy Schultz, and he is editor for Home, Garden, and Homestead.com. And good morning to you, Randy.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm just happy that we're going to talk about things that are green and growing. We are all ready to get some of that stuff going. And I was thinking, Randy, about you that, you know, you're really lucky when it comes to this, because in your job, all of the business, the seed producers, they tell you first what's going to be new.
They want me to spread the word so all gardeners out there get excited.
Yeah, well, I am, and I think some other people are too. Let's talk about first some of the new vegetables that are going to be out there.
One of my favorites this year is a new squash variety. It's a summer squash called Cupcake, which is a great name anyway.
It is.
But it gets its name from the size of the squashes. They're actually about the size of a cupcake. They're 3 to 5 inches across, you know.
Uh-huh.
They stay small. They stay roundish. And if you cut them in half and, like, cover them with cheese and put them in the oven and broil them or stuff them, they really do resemble a cupcake. It's just a really cool little thing.
Real fun. So you have just this little serving size, which, I think that makes it nice, pretty for serving. But also, you know, if you have one or two people in your family, that would be really nice, too. But I'm guessing it's probably pretty prolific.
Well, like most squash plants, as you know, once they get going, you will have extras. You will have neighbors who have the bounty of your harvest as well as you guys. So, plant one or two plants. And then just plan on sharing because it's a very productive variety.
Well, what neighbors wouldn't like to get cupcakes?
Well, exactly. And this is a brand new variety from Burpee, so you can Burpee.com.
And do you know if it's in the new catalog or whether
in the new catalog.
Okay, great. Because I know that lots of folks in the area do get the Burpee catalog. So.
Oh, sure, as do I.
Yeah.
It's one of the featured new products.
Okay. So look up cupcake squash.
Yep.
Okay, what else are we going to look for?
Well, I'll tell you, another fun plant is called Starburst Hybrid Radish. And it is of the Chinese variety of radishes, which means it's a little bigger than the typical red radish. But like any other kind of radish, it's prolific. It grows very quickly. So it's a great choice for most early gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great choice for, you know, if you're working with kids or if you're new to gardening. It's almost impossible to fail with radishes. You know?
And those early things are always so fun because we're so anxious to get something. And it's neat to know, even when it's pretty cold out, we could go out and put those seeds in the ground and we're going to have something.
Well, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's one of the first seeds you should put in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll start growing before you really think it's warm enough. All of a sudden, you'll see little radishes.
And then, Randy, last year, I planted radishes, I believe it was about September 4th or 5th. And so I had radishes a little later in September. That was fun, too.
Yeah, as a late season.
Yes.
To plant things like lettuces and spinach and radishes because those are cool season crops, but there's usually, after the heat of the summer, there's usually enough time to grow another crop.
Now,
with Starburst radish, what I love about it is it's sort of whitish with a greenish top on the outside, but the inside, you cut it open, it looks like a watermelon. It's that color. It's bright. It's pink. It's magenta. Really fun. It's just a fun thing to have.
And so when you were talking about gardening with kids, that would be a real surprise. You know, they plant some of the regular ones and then plant Starburst and do a comparison. That would be really, really fun. Good way to get kids involved is to do something like that. And what about the flavor?
It tastes great. You know, it's got a radish, you know, bite, kind of a nice tangy flavor. Without being too hot.
Okay. What about, tomatoes are one of the most favorite things that people like to grow. We have anything new there?
There's two new ones that I like. One is the first one's from Burpee. It's called the Jersey Boy Hybrid Tomato. It is a cross between two of the best tomatoes of all time, the Brandywine, which is maybe the most popular heirloom, and a Rutgers, which is a hybrid that came out of New Jersey for performance and everything. You cross those two things, you get the best of both worlds. You get heirloom flavor and you get disease resistance.
Wow. Sounds great. Now, we've talked about several vegetables, but we have some people who never grow vegetables. They just want flowers. So I'm guessing you have some new things there, too.
Well, of course there are new things. I'll tell you, one of the things I love, one of the most popular perennials of the last decade or so is the May Night Salvia.
Uh-huh, yes.
May Night Sage. High Country Gardens came out with a little version of that. So sometimes there are places in a flower garden where you just don't have a lot of room. Here's a little plant. As a matter of fact, it's called Little Night Sage. And it is basically the small version of May Night. It only gets 10 inches tall and about 14 inches wide, but it's got those violet flower spikes, and it's just a really dependable, great little plant.
Okay, that'd be a nice addition to some small spots. Now, what about, are there things, the rose, some people just, the only thing they'd like to grow are roses. Anything new there?
Well, there's always new roses.
Why do I ask? It's always there.
Roses are obviously, they're one of the most dependable plants when you have them in the right spot. Roses are maybe the queens of the garden flowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite roses this year, there's one called Pure Posh, which has got a really interesting color. It's kind of pinkish. It's kind of lavenderish. It's just a great-looking hybrid tea rose. With a nice, delicate fragrance and a really pretty, distinctive colored blossom. I really like it. That's from Jackson and Perkins. If you know roses, that's a big name in roses.
Yes, it is. And, you know, sometimes the most beautiful roses don't have any fragrance, so it's kind of nice to have one that combines both.
That's what I love about it. You know, I love a vase full of roses. Especially when they give a little scent to the room, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, we've talked about vegetables. We've talked about flowers. We haven't talked anything about fruits. Any kind of fruit you want to mention? Or shall we just move on?
Well, let's do fruit next time. Because
okay.
Fruit is a whole category in itself. And,
okay.
And I'd really like to talk to people about the different kinds of fruit trees. In other words,
okay.
there are big ones and there are dwarfs. And we can do that next time.
Okay. Well, one of the things people often, because I'm a master gardener, I guess, people often ask me, do you have a garden? And I always have to stop and think about, because some people's perception of a garden is a big black spot of earth where there's long rows, straight rows, you know, all measured out. And I say, I don't have a garden like that. I have spots in my yard, and some of them are flowers, and some of them are vegetables. I call
well,
that... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the segregation of gardening. And for years and years, people gardened that way because the vegetables were kind of a different category and they were put off to one side. I love the idea of mixing containers with vegetables and flowers and doing the same thing in flower borders. Why does it just have to be flowers? Why can't you introduce some things like some bright colored, like bright light Swiss chard mixed in with the flowers? A great foliage plant, and there's no reason you have to keep them separate.
And what about kale? We have choices of kale, and all of a sudden that is the vegetable to have. Any comments?
Yeah, kale has gotten so hot. And actually, from a gardener's perspective, kale is pretty easy.
Yes.
It's a tough plant. You know, it's not like this little wimpy foliage plant with a leaf that, you know, wilts away in the sun or the wind. Those are tough plants, and they come in dark greens and purples, and I think it's a great way to plant something that's edible and colorful and fun to look at.
And I like it because you can go out and harvest some, and the next thing you know, there's a whole new batch there. So it's very, very useful. Well, Randy, I know that you have lots more you could tell us, but of course we don't have time, but we'll give you a call again one of these days so we can talk about fruit.
You know, that's a great idea. And a little closer to when people are actually planting their fruit trees, let's tell them
okay.
what varieties are out there.
All right, great. Well, it's been fun to visit with you, Randy Schultz, who is editor for HomeGardenAndHomestead.com. And, of course, you could go on there and look at that. And until next time, here's a thought. There are no gardening mistakes, only experiments.